clear on exactly who that person was in my mind, then everything changed because I was able to market specifically to that person. So for example, that could look like if you know exactly that you want to do really blonde, baby light kind of clients, okay, then what you should be posting is that kind of work and showing the behind the scenes of what that looks like and creating reels for that and showing the difference between, you know, a balayage versus a baby light and really talking about that kind of service versus showing like men's cuts and vivid hair and, you know, long brunette hair. Like if that's not the kind of work that you want to do, like be really consistent with the kind of clients that you want.
You're listening to the Beauty Business Game Changer Podcast, a podcast for beauty industry providers and business owners that are wanting to level up their game to create a profitable career and rewarding lifestyle. I'm Jennifer Alvarez, salon owner, educator, serving 20 years as a licensed cosmetologist, and I'm here to make an impact in your life and career. As creative entrepreneurs, we need education that empowers us and raises the standards. My mission is to give sound business advice and share inspiring stories that help you reach your goals and to dream bigger. Welcome to your Beauty Business Game Changer.
Welcome back to the Beauty Business Game Changer Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Alvarez. Today, you guys are going to so girl crush today. I have a special guest. She is an educator, Instagram expert, and hairstylist who is devoted to helping other hairstylists grow and scale their business using Instagram. You guys are going to love this episode. Through her online programs, Instagram page, YouTube channel with 130 videos, and speaking engagements all over the world, our guest today loves helping stylists see their full potential, not only as a hairstylist, but as a business owner. And her goal is to help stylists build a business that supports a life they absolutely love without feeling burnt or overwhelmed. Welcome to the show, Jamie Dana.
Yay! I am so excited to be here today. This is so fun.
This is excellent because I reached out to Jamie maybe like 2 years ago.
Probably, yeah.
Reached out again, and it just was so awesome to have Jamie reach back out and being in our fourth season, this is just so incredible. We feel so blessed and fortunate to have you a part of the podcast today. So thank you so much for your time being here today.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Jamie, I'm sure everyone knows you, but if not, I would love to get a little bit of a backstory of who you are and where you're from.
Yeah, totally. So it's funny. Every time I do these for a podcast, I'm like, do I make them 5 minutes? Do I make them 2 seconds? So we'll give you the 3 minute version. But I grew up in Orange County, California, and I actually was homeschooled my entire life. So I never went to regular school. And because of that, I was actually able to graduate high school a year early. So I went to beauty school for technically like my senior year of high school. And when I went to beauty school, I was like 16. And then I started in a salon at like 16, 17, and just started to jump into the beauty industry at 17 years old. So I pretty much have done almost everything you can do in the industry, from assistant to receptionist, to commission stylist, to rental stylist, to owning a salon suite, to then opening up a small salon. And then I have transitioned out of doing clients. I don't take clients anymore, but I'm full-time in education for other hairstylists. So I went into education. I've done things like consulting for brands. I've worked for brands as a content creator. I've done the influencer thing with different brands. I've done collaborations with brands. I've literally done a lot of things. The only thing I say that I haven't done is owned a massive salon or started a product line. But other than that, I've done a lot of things. And I just feel so grateful. I've been in the industry for about 12 years now, and just being able to have my hand in so many different areas of the industry, I think really gives me a perspective on all of those things because I've actually walked in your shoes. So most likely if you're listening to this, I pretty much have done what you've been able to do. And, you know, now I get to help stylists like you or salon owners like you be able to really grow their business using Instagram. And that's what I'm super passionate about. And something that I've been teaching for 6 years. So yeah, that's like, I think a 3 minute version, maybe 2.5, but we'll go with that.
I think that's so incredible. I also went to beauty school in high school, and,
okay,
you know, it's, I'm very curious, especially because you were homeschooled as well. What was your vision like when you were in beauty school and now where you are?
Yeah.
Did you have any idea that this is where?
Oh my gosh. No, it's so funny. So when I was in beauty school, like literally my mom was like, so originally when I was like 12, 13, you know, the question of like, what do you want to be when you grow up came up. And I was like, I would love to go to fashion design school. So I was like enthralled with New York City, had never been in my life, but I just was like, oh my gosh, I want to move to New York City and go to fashion school. And I think that was all due to Project Runway, because Project Runway was like a big show at the time. So I was like, I want to do that. And then I realized like, I'm actually not really great at coming up with designs or drawing or like coming up with things from scratch. But what I'm really good at is duplicating things or recreating things in a new way. And my mom at the time was like, well, why don't you just go to beauty school? Because, you know, at least you could always like cut your kids' hair or, you know, do your own hair. Like, it's just a great skill to have. Like, everybody needs a hairstylist. And so I was like, okay, sure. Like, I'll go to beauty school. And so again, I went at 16, and I think in beauty school, one of the craziest things that I realized later on in life, but not in beauty school, is that you're literally becoming a business owner. And they don't tell you that in school, right? Like, I think for most of us that went to beauty school, it's like, yeah, cool. Like, I'm learning the skills of how to do hair. And like, even with that, you're not learning that much in beauty school, you know, but I'm learning the skills and like, I'm just going to go work at a salon and like, they'll give me clients and that's it, you know? And what I think I started to realize was like, oh, wait, no, like I'm a business owner. Even when I was a commissioned stylist, I was like, no, like it's on me to get clients. It's on me to retain these clients. Like, yeah, the salon might give me clients and yeah, there might be walk-ins and things like that. But ultimately it's my job to do their hair and make them feel good and to create that relationship with my stylist or with my clients. And so I was like, okay, like I'm becoming a business owner and it's on me to grow this thing. And then as I started to grow, like even as a young stylist, when I was like 2-3 years into my career, I knew that eventually I wanted to go into education, but I didn't know what that would look like. I thought, you know, probably I'll go work for a product line and do the education route that way. Because at the time there wasn't like independent education like we have now. And around like 2014 was really when independent education started to become an actual thing, where instead of going to a product line and being like, I'm going to go work for you, stylist started to be, I'm going to teach my techniques and I'm going to use all of these different product lines and I'm just going to be independent. And I think to me that like sparked something in me of like, oh, I can go do this on my own. I don't have to like work the corporate ladder to become an educator. Like I can teach authentically what feels right for me. And so, yeah, like when I was a baby stylist, I knew eventually I'd go into education, but I had no idea it would look like this at all, or it would be this soon even. So yeah.
You definitely had the upper hand to have the knowledge and understanding that you said, it's my job to create a relationship. I am a business owner. And unfortunately, so many students in school, when they get out, they don't realize the amount of business development that you need to put focus and attention on. Yeah. So many are wanting to just create really cool hair color and cool cut. Right. And they think that's that. And it's like, that's only a very small portion of the pie, because people are not returning to you because of those cool haircuts.
Yeah.
So can you walk me through when you were working at that salon, before this whole education started, what were some of the things that you felt you had some challenges with that you were overcoming?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So I worked at a salon for 5 years and it was the pretty much only salon I ever worked at. So I came there right out of beauty school. I assisted for a stylist for about 6 months and then I was commissioned for about 2-ish years. And then I went rental for about like 2.5 years. And it was really interesting because it was a very small salon. And it started out with just literally 3 of us working there, and then it grew and grew and grew. And I think over time, and this is also the time in the industry where there wasn't really social media. Like social media was still very new. I think at the time when I started, I had like a Facebook business page, but like Instagram wasn't a thing. Like Pinterest wasn't around. This is like 2011, 2012, 2013. And I realized over time that I was somebody who wanted so much to grow in my career. So I was taking classes on the weekends. I was finding other salons to go to that had classes. I was looking up things on the internet, and I, even still, like, YouTube was barely a thing. There wasn't even like videos on YouTube really. But I was like trying to absorb as much as I could. And the other stylists that I worked with were very much just like, I would call them almost just like, I call them hobby hairstylists, but like, they just like, that was their job. Like, they were hairstylists. They clocked in, clocked out, did their clients, went home, didn't really care, you know, if the clients came back to them, like, you know, kind of complained in the back room. Like, it just was kind of just like, this is my job. And for me, I was like, no, this is my career. And I wanted to grow. I wanted to get better at doing hair. I wanted to get better at getting clients. I wanted to get better at creating those relationships with people. I wanted to learn how to market myself more than just passing out my business card. And so I definitely struggled with just being in an environment where they weren't necessarily very supportive, or it even got to the point where towards the last couple of years of me being there, like, they would make fun of me for like posting on Instagram, or, you know, taking photos of my clients or going to these classes. They're like, wait, what did you go do on the weekend? Like, what event did you go to? And it was very apparent to me that this was not the environment that I needed to be in, because I was in a very negative environment where they were just talking in the back room, complaining. And I was like, no, like, I need to get out of this. And so that's when I started to look for, I was trying to find a space to open up, but that didn't work out. So I ended up moving into a salon suite. And to be honest, it was one of the best decisions that I could have made for my business, because it helped me really be able to build on my own without that toxic energy that was behind me.
And that is so important to be aware of your environment, because even if you have all the skills and knowledge, if you're in an environment that is holding you back or is toxic, you can't help but to feel brought down by that. How will if you're not being nourished in that area? I'm so curious to know, where did this motivation come from? Like, why so much desire to learn more and grow and take this to have a career as opposed to a hobby hairstylist?
Yeah, that's a great question. Honestly, I think it's always been something that's inside of me, like, to just want to learn more. Like, in beauty school, I was literally like, I would consider myself like the teacher's pet. Like, I was definitely that annoying girl. Okay. We'll be real. Probably being homeschooled did not help that, but I was like, oh, I want to learn the new thing. And I want to take all the extra hours. And like, literally I went and got through beauty school in like 8 months, which it traditionally took like 9.5, 10 months, even up to a year, depending on how like quickly you could get your hours. But in California, I was like, hey, I'm going to take extra hours. I would go to like night classes and get more hours so I could like graduate early. Like, I'm just like that. I think that it's something that's always been instilled inside of me. But I think also too, like, there was something about me that was just like, I want to surround myself with more people who are like that. And I think being around more people, whether it was going to a class at the salon down the street, like seeing other people who wanted to grow in their business, it was like inspiring me to be like, no, I want to get better. I want to be able to do this thing. And when a client would come back and say like, you know, oh my gosh, I love the way that you did my highlights, I'm like, cool. Like, I just learned how to do that. Now I'm getting better. And so I think like, I now as an educator want to surround myself with people like that. Like, my audience is built up with people who are like me, who want to grow, who want to further themselves, whether it's personal development or skills development or business development. Like, that's who I want to surround myself with now. And I think it's like just who I've always been. Yeah.
To always have that in you. And I'm sure you grew up in a family that has motivated you and pushed you into that in your life.
Yeah.
When you moved into a salon suite, now you're not in a toxic environment, but what did you do to fill that space with things to motivate you and inspire you? Because some people, at least me, I'm biased. When I did the salon suite, I felt really isolated. I felt very alone. And for some people, it can be very difficult to be in that environment. What did you do to rise above and to continue on this path of learning and growing and sharing your knowledge?
Yeah, that's such a great question. And I totally see that. It's funny being homeschooled too. Like people would always ask me growing up, they would say like, oh, like, do you think homeschooling's like great for every kid? And I was like, no, to be honest, I don't think homeschooling is right for every kid or for every parent. Like it's definitely specific to certain types of people and how they learn. And I feel like Salon Suite ownership is very much the same way. Like for some people, they thrive in a Salon Suite environment with the quietness and being one-on-one with clients and not the noise of other stylists and just like having their space be the way that they want it. I'm very much like that. Whereas other people need the energy of the salon and the stylist and talking and chatting in the back room and formulating clients together and just like the busyness of a salon. Like some people need that. And so just to pause real quick, if you're considering moving into a salon suite, like I would ask yourself that question of like, what kind of environment do I need to be in? If you thrive off the hustle and bustle and the energy of other people, probably being in the salon suite like might not be a good fit for you. And maybe for you, that was the case. You were like, gosh, I like hate this. Like I'm by myself. Like quiet. This is literally the worst, right? It's quiet. What? And like for other people, like I'm more of an introvert and like I like my environment quiet and more serene. And I love that deep relationship that I have with my clients and like the hustle and bustle of a Saturday day in the salon like stressed me out. And so for me, it was a perfect fit to go into a salon suite. And it was actually really interesting when I was in a salon suite, I connected with the people that were around me, but I didn't like connect with them on a super deep level. I think it was like, yeah, I know the girl across the way and I know the girl down the hall. And if I have a break, I'll go say hi. But I didn't really have like deep relationships with them. But the people I did have deep relationships were with people on Instagram. And I actually connected so many stylists, whether it was people that, you know, I just like met through different things or just started following and I just liked their vibe and I would like respond to them in the DMs and we just like made a connection. Like I would say that so many of my friends and deep relationships started on Instagram. And then from there, I really just invested in going to different events. So there was an event that was like a local meetup that was stylists from Southern California. I would go to things like that. And it's like, cool. Now I just met this girl and now we connect on Instagram and now we chat in the DMs and like would make connections that way. Or I would pay to go to classes and I would go up to LA and go to a class. And I think that really helped me stay connected. And truly, those are some of my best friends. Like to this day, some of my best friends in the whole world are from those things that I met through Instagram. And so that was how I think I stayed connected. And it wasn't necessarily like the people around me in my environment, but yeah, kind of a roundabout answer there, but it made sense for me and it really worked for me.
Well, especially when you see somebody who maybe they're not in your area, but you see them doing things that you also aspire to be doing.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Birds of a feather flock together. You are the equivalent to the five people you spend the most time with. And to be so bold and brave to reach out to people and say, hey, let's connect, you know, let's be friends. You know, it feels odd. It feels maybe intimidating, but you're right. When you went out and did that, it really developed a beautiful relationship and maybe even helped you along the way to be where you are.
Oh yeah.
At that particular time, did you have anyone on your radar too, that you found to be very inspiring and moving?
Oh yeah. I mean, so it's funny. One of my best friends, Dawn Bradley, if you guys don't follow her, Dawn Bradley Hair on Instagram. It's funny because her and I like just followed each other and like, she was doing some cool stuff. I was doing some cool stuff. And then we just like literally would like respond. I think this was even before like Instagram stories, but like nowadays with Instagram stories, you can just like start DM conversations so much more casually. But I remember like we'd comment on each other's things and we like start sending DMs and like whatever. And like literally we have created such an amazing friendship. And I think she lives in Canada and I live in Southern California. So it's not like we were like, hey, like, let's just go get coffee. It was straight up like, hey, I'm going to fly down there and I'm going to come visit you. And I was like, okay. And I remember thinking like, this is crazy. Like I could be being catfished right now. Like, I don't even know this person, but yet she's coming down to visit me. We had another mutual friend at the time and it was like, okay, like here she comes. And since then, like we have literally been like such great friends. And I think we just connected so much, like as humans, like we get each other. But it started from Instagram. And truthfully, there's so many people like that. Like, and there were people that were more local too, that it would be like, hey, like we've chatted a little bit. Like, I don't know what you do on Mondays, but like, would you want to go get coffee sometime? And just like, honestly, being bold enough to reach out and say that has been so incredible. And there's still people that I'm like, hey, I haven't talked to you in 3 years. Like, but let's go get a cup of coffee. And like, we'll just do that. And there definitely were a couple, I would say like blind dates that I went on with people from Instagram that I was like, okay, like, that was a little awkward, but hey, you never know. Like, you might find your best friend and you might find somebody you're like, cool, that's an acquaintance. But
yeah,
you know, you just got to get out there and put yourself out there. And I think just like being around others is so important. And for me too, it wasn't necessarily even just hairstylists. Like, there were other people at the time. I was really trying to grow my wedding business. So I was like trying to become friends with more people like in the wedding industry in Southern California. So I would reach out to photographers, to videographers, to graphic designers, like other like wedding experts, and vendors. And like, I would connect with them too. So I think like we sometimes think in our hair world that we have to only follow and only be friends with people in the hair industry. And it's like, oh my gosh, no, there's so many other people that you could follow, get inspired with, connect with other entrepreneurs, other business owners, that would be amazing connections to make as well too. So yeah, I would definitely encourage you, if you haven't done that, to just reach out and like, you know, there's probably somebody you talk to that you're like, hey, we should get coffee. You know,
my husband's always asking me when I go to conventions, like, you know, anybody? I'm like, well, we've never met in person, but
yeah,
I'm pretty sure we're good friends because we're on Instagram together.
Totally.
You really have taken advantage and capitalized on marketing and utilizing collaborations and social media to grow your business, not just behind the chair, but now you're as a educator. Mm-hmm. I would love to hear how this all unfolded in your life, because it was the right time and you kept it consistent and you kept going.
Yeah. So it's crazy. So I look back to where my business was when I was back at the salon. So again, I had been at the salon for probably about 4 years now, and my clientele was like just okay. I was booked here and there. I had, you know, I was making decent money, but I would still have like gaps and holes in my weeks. And I wouldn't have like, I'd have consistent clients, but a lot of them were like root touch-ups, but I wasn't really getting like, at the time, ombre was a thing. I wasn't really getting like the new fun colors and like ombre, and like I wanted to do some like vivid colors, but a lot of them were, you know, like classic haircuts and classic root touch-ups. And so at the time I was like, okay, well, I want to be able to like really grow and expand where I'm at now. I want to start making really good money. I want to be booked out with the kind of clients that I want to do. And so that's when I started to really use Instagram, and not just use Instagram, like posting, you know, photos of my Starbucks and photos of my dogs. I was like, okay, I need to like use Instagram with a strategy. So I actually invested in an online course, that was like a $27 something. I don't even remember, $67. I don't know. But it was like basically like how to use Instagram with a strategy. And I was like, okay, like I'm going to start doing this. And I got really clear on how to market myself on Instagram. And I went from being like not that booked to booked out 2 to 3 months in advance in a 6 month period time. And at that point, that's when I transitioned into my salon suite, and I was making well over six figures as a hairstylist. I was doing the kind of clients that I wanted. Like, I was finally getting those ombre and balayage clients that I wanted to do. I had clients that I enjoyed having in my chair. And truthfully, it came because of having an Instagram strategy. So yeah.
That's incredible. And that was back in
like 2014, 2015.
Yeah.
2016. Yeah.
So much has changed in social media.
Yeah.
And this is something that you're teaching hairstylists now. So you went from behind the chair into utilizing Instagram to grow your business into now my business is flourishing and teaching other people.
Yeah.
Where would you say the biggest gap is from starting to build your clientele and really mastering the marketing aspects of it?
Yeah. Well, I will say when I first, you know, kind of started to really build my clientele as a commission stylist and even as like a newer rental stylist, there was no strategy. It was like, I'm going to do Groupons and I'm going to like pass out my business card. And there was like nothing. And again, that's why I had built the clientele of like not so dream clients, because I was building it based off of like really old marketing techniques. And I think being able to bridge the gap of understanding when it came to Instagram, and Instagram at the time was very different than it is now. It was like straight up photos, captions, and that's it. Like there were no videos, there were no stories. I don't even know if DMs were part of it yet. Like Literally Instagram was just photos. But being able to understand how to write a caption that actually brought people in and got them excited about me wanting to do their hair, taking amazing photos that showed off the color really well or showed off the style really well, and not just taking like, you know, subpar mugshot photos, getting really creative with that. So I learned over time the things that really were really important when it came to marketing yourself on Instagram. And I think one of the biggest things for me was understanding exactly who my dream clients were, like who those people were that I was like, heck yes, I want them in my chair. They have the kind of hair that I want to do. They pay for the kind of services that I need. They buy retail products. Like that's how I consider a dream client. Once I understood and got clear on exactly who that person was in my mind, then everything changed because I was able to market specifically to that person. So for example, that could look like if you know exactly that you want to do really blonde, baby light kind of clients, okay, then what you should be posting is that kind of work and showing the behind the scenes of what that looks like and creating reels for that and showing the difference between, you know, a balayage versus a baby light and really talking about that kind of service versus showing like men's cuts and vivid hair and, you know, long brunette hair. Like if that's not the kind of work that you want to do, like be really consistent with the kind of clients that you want. And obviously that's what I teach inside of my programs, inside of my Rise Social Academy program. I have a whole online course that walks you through how to do this, but I think that was the biggest game changer for me, was getting very clear. And it was wild because I remember sitting at a coffee shop. I was like doing admin work on a Monday. I was sitting at a coffee shop and I had kind of just like gotten really clear on exactly that dream client. I made like a mood board. I had like gotten pictures of what I think this person looks like. I had created like a whole story about them of like what kind of job they have and who they were married to and where they lived. And like, I like had literally created what I call a dream client mood board for myself. And no joke, I like finished doing that. And like the next day I'm sitting at a coffee shop and I get this email from someone saying, hey, I found you on Instagram and I am this type of person and I need to get my hair done. And she was literally my dream client and it was crazy. And she ended up being an amazing client. Like she was one of those clients again, that you're just like, I want a client that like tips 50%. She was that person, always paid in cash. Like, you know what I mean? Just like was an incredible client, sent me her daughters. They were awesome too, you know? And that was to me was just like, I just like created this thing and there it was. So that was, I think like the biggest game changer for me. For sure.
Manifestation.
Right. I mean, I wasn't into that at the time. I am more now, but like, that's what it was. And I think, again, you're putting out that energy of like, this is the type of person that I want to attract. And it's not even just like energy, like you're literally creating content specifically for that person. So when that person lands on your page, they're like, oh my gosh, Jamie's my stylist. That's who I want to go to.
To be clear is to be kind.
Right.
And
yeah.
It can be so confusing. Like you said, if you are wanting to attract this type of client to your business, but yet you're posting all sorts of random things with it, that customer is not for sure, is this the right fit for me? And that's the whole story that you want to tell someone. I would like to know more about this Instagram strategy with you have several different programs that people can learn with you and from you. Can you talk a little bit about what they are and who would be the right fit for which program?
Yeah, totally. So I originally in 2016 started my online course and it was called Oh Hot Gram at the time. But since the name has changed because Instagram reached out to us and sent us a cease and desist saying you cannot use the word Instagram in the name. So we had to change it. So it is now called Rise Social Academy. But Rise Social Academy literally walks you through, as a hairstylist or as a salon owner, exactly how to use Instagram to hit your next goal. So if your next goal is to grow your clientele, we'll walk you through how to do that. If your next goal is to become an educator, we'll walk you through how to do that. If your next goal is to open up a salon suite or open up a salon, we'll walk you through how to do that using Instagram. So kind of what I talked about with the dream client in the beginning, in the foundations module, we walk you through exactly how to understand why you're using Instagram, what your goals are with Instagram, and then exactly who we're speaking to. And once you have that foundation, that's where everything that you do on Instagram goes back to that. So it comes up with how you take your photos, how you make your videos, what kind of content you're creating, what kind of captions you're writing, all of that funnels back through that foundation. So that's Rise Social Academy. If you're wanting to learn how to use Instagram to grow your business and get to that next level, that program would be so right for you. And then I have a membership called Social Suite, and that literally is Instagram content created for you. So you don't have to do it all on your own. So we give you Instagram captions, photos, videos every single month, and a ton of templates to walk you through exactly how to make your content super amazing and how to show up on Instagram again without having to make it all yourself. So we kind of create about 90% of your Instagram content for you. And there's a training inside the Social Suite that walks you through exactly how to plan out your next month's worth of content in about an hour, so that you can post on Instagram in less than 3 minutes every day. And again, we create all for you. So that's a monthly membership. And it's super helpful for people who are just feeling like a little burnt out with Instagram, feeling like, oh my gosh, like I hate writing Instagram captions, or I never know what to say, or Instagram takes me too much time. Like, the Social Suite is that content for you. And then I do have a little program. It's like a $27 resource called Social Stylist Plan. And it walks you through exactly what to post on Instagram every single day. And we show you exactly how to build out your next 3 months of Instagram content. We give you different captions and photos and things. That's just like a one-time $27 offer. So if you're wanting to check out what I do and kind of get into my world, $27, Social Stylist Plan. That's a great resource to start with.
That is incredible. And I definitely think that the done for you, the Social Suite, that's right up my jam, because I just have very little time on my plate as a salon owner. So having something done for me is like, that's what I need.
Yeah. And we actually have a ton of salon owners that are like, I've been needing this. Cause like, as a salon owner, you've got so much other things going on. The last thing you want to think about is like, okay, what kind of caption am I going to put with Jennifer's photo? You know what I mean? Or what kind of caption am I going to put with Chris's balayage? You know, like, I don't want to have to think about that. So, the Social Suite does it for you.
I think that's incredible. And, you know, especially when starting out your business, you may not have a big budget to have somebody else take over all of your marketing. So in our industry, we are wearing a lot of hats in the very beginning. Yeah. I'm curious, like, how did you become the Instagram expert? Like, you are known for in our industry as the go-to guru for Instagram. How does one become that?
How do you do that? Well, it's funny. So again, I knew I wanted to go into education. And again, like, this is kind of back, like, we'll flash back to like 2015 when independent education was like all the rage. And I saw a ton of independent educators going out and going from salon to salon, like teaching balayage and braiding and all the things. And I was like, gosh, like, I would love to do that. But I actually see that there's a bigger need in business and marketing education, because no one was teaching that. Even the companies weren't teaching that. It was all technique-based education or color-based education or product-based education, right? Product knowledge classes. We all know them. And nobody was teaching business. And so I was like, okay, instead of going to salon, what if I was able to teach online? And what if I was able to reach hundreds of people or thousands of people with the online class versus 10 people in one salon? And so I decided to start online education, doing free workshops and masterclasses, and then into my courses. And it's funny, because originally I was going to teach like a business for hairstylist course. It was going to be called The Modern Hairstylist, had the name picked out and everything. And as I started to build it out, I was working with a business coach and he was like, man, like this feels like a lot of education. Like this feels like a huge kind of course. And he's like, it feels a little overwhelming. He's like, but the second you start to talk about the Instagram portion, he's like, you get so excited. You're so passionate about it. You're so good at it. He's like, why don't you just teach that? And I think kind of what we talked about earlier when it comes to specializing in a certain type of service, like if you want to specialize in blonde highlights, then post that, talk about that. That is your niche within all of the things you can do in the hair industry. And with me, I was like, okay, instead of teaching all business or all techniques or all the things you could learn as an educator, what if I taught just this and became just known for Instagram? And so I niched down and again, did what I teach people how to do with hair with Instagram. And at the time, nobody was doing it. And so I got really well known as that. And I think one of the things that also helped me stand out was it wasn't just like, I'm the one that's teaching this. Like I'm the one talking about this. Like definitely that helps. But the things that I was teaching actually worked. And so the people who were joining my programs or watching my classes were like spreading the news because they're like, this is the girl you need to go follow. This is the girl that you need to go learn from because the strategies I was teaching actually worked. And they worked because it's what I did as a stylist. Like I was truly teaching from personal experience and how I had grown my business. So yeah.
And I think that's such a beautiful way to start something is that you had some trials and tribulations of growing your business and learning things the difficult way. And when you found something that actually was working for you, you're like, hey, something's here. And yeah. I think it's interesting that, you know, you were creating this big, glorious, the modern stylist and thinking so like, not just big picture, but like overwhelming. It's too
overwhelming.
Much. Yeah. And I think that a lot of stylists, creative people can overwhelm themselves with all the things as opposed to just, let's just hone in on this and make that work for us. And what do you think? If you didn't put all that work into the modern stylist, would you have realized that just doing one segment was where your sweet spot is?
Yeah. And to be honest, like, I'm so grateful I didn't do that because I think that I was so young as an educator, you know, I actually didn't even call myself an educator at this time. I was just like, I teach this, you know, but I'm so grateful that I had taken a step back and that business coach said that because I think it is so true that like, so often we can sometimes see like, we can see the big vision for ourselves. And I definitely saw that vision for myself of like, okay, eventually I'll be teaching more business things. And that has happened over the years. But in order to just start and just get started and get moving and have that momentum, I needed to start small. And now Instagram has grown into this massive thing. I couldn't have even guessed that it was going to be that crazy. But starting small with just teaching one particular subject, right? And then from there, and I think one of the cool things has been is now I have my YouTube channel. Now I do podcast interviews. I get to speak on stages all around the world and I get to teach more business things. I actually just got done teaching last week in Pennsylvania for an event and I was teaching pricing and organizing your schedule and more like straight up business stuff for hairstylists. But it's because I started small, had that niche and got really known as the expert that I'm now able to teach on other things now. So it doesn't have to be, you know, one or the other. It's like start small and then eventually you can do more as you become known for that thing. Yeah.
I love how that has evolved for you. I'm sure everyone is so proud. You should feel so proud because
thank you.
It's not easy as one who developed a course during COVID when everything was shut down.
So crazy.
It is really hard. A lot of moving parts to make everything work. And all of your marketing is just so beautifully done. All the copy is just so, it's easy on the eyes. It's easy to digest information and you are just like rocking it.
Thank you.
I'm curious. Instagram has changed a lot over the years and I'm not for sure what you're able to speak about and what is top secret, but is there any information that you know about Instagram right now that could help give more understanding about the platform and how it's changed and in what ways can we be using it to grow our business?
Yeah. It's funny because I think for so many of us, we think like, oh my gosh, Instagram's changed, right? Like every month it's different. They've got a new feature, new this, new that, new algorithm. Like we hear the like doomsday on Instagram. I don't know about you, but like I see it all the time. It's like, oh no, a new feature. Oh, a new announcement. Like the world's ending. Instagram, is Instagram the thing? Do we go to TikTok? Like it's crazy. Like people stress so much. And it's funny because actually the way that I've taught Instagram relies less on the platform and the algorithm changes and the new features and more on the strategy. And it's interesting, while I teach Instagram marketing strategy, I'm basically just teaching marketing strategy. It's all the same thing. And I've taught this to people for the last 6 years. And I've said that, I said, the things that you learn inside of this program, let's say Instagram goes away tomorrow, you just learned a new skill on how to market yourself. You just learned a new skill on how to take photos, how to take videos, how to edit videos, how to write captions, write copy, how to do all the things. You learned that for this platform, but you would take that to the next platform and to the next platform and to the next platform. It doesn't matter what the platform is. It doesn't matter what the algorithm changes are. It's marketing. And for the most part, it stays consistent. And so I think that's like, for me, one of the biggest things is I don't want people to stress and think, well, great, now I just learned this course and it's going away. And now I just learned this strategy and it goes away, because it's less about the actual platform and more about the strategy behind it. And so like, yeah, there are little things like little tweaks on Instagram of like, okay, you could try this and it might help boost your post. And then next month it might be a little bit different, but I think for me, like I've pulled away from that doomsday mentality with Instagram, because if not, we're just going to be so stressed about it all the time. And then like trying one thing and it doesn't work, and then trying another thing and it doesn't work. It's just like, it's too much. So, I mean, there are people out there that post and share more about that. If you want to follow somebody, Brock Johnson, so Brock11 Johnson on Instagram. He's somebody that I've been friends with for a long time, and he's grown insanely. Like, I think I started following him when he had 7,000 followers. So, knew him before he started talking about Instagram, but he's somebody who, again, he's on it. He's the guy that's going to post that stuff for you every day. Post the latest trends, post the latest news, share all that stuff. That's great, but that's not for me. And the cool thing is too, he teaches strategies that exceed the algorithm, but he also teaches the algorithm stuff. But I think at the end of the day, like just having a, like, if I could put it for you as a hairstylist, like boil it all down, what's the most important thing is to be able to understand exactly who you're speaking to on Instagram, that dream client, who that person is, and creating content for them. And then once they are a follower, nurturing that relationship with them. So creating content that speaks to them, that educates them, that gives them value. And eventually those people will become your clients. And that's our whole goal. Clients and customers, right? So if you're a salon owner, you want more clients and customers for your stylist. If you're a stylist wanting to go into education, you want more customers to come to your classes or to buy your courses. If you're just a stylist wanting to get more clients, it's all about that. So at the end of the day, it's all the same thing. And it's all about creating that relationship. In the same way we're creating a relationship in our chair with our clients, we're creating that relationship with people on Instagram. And that's what I would say it boils down to.
So beautifully said. And I'm so glad that you're speaking in this way about Instagram, because it is marketing. And I want all of our listeners to know, whether you are behind the chair or a salon owner, suite owner, booth renter, marketing is your responsibility and mm-hmm. the way that you build your business. And it is just having these right strategies in place is going to keep your business continuing to grow, because the reality is that people move away, people pass away, people change their mind, people become out of their budget to spend with you. So it's, you have to continually grow your business, and marketing is one of the strategies that is going to help create sustainability for you so that you can make the money that you deserve. Yeah. Is there any hot Instagram tips that you can share with our listeners?
Okay. So currently right now I'm obsessed with, I do have things where I'm like, ooh, this one's really working. So right now, this moment, today is April 10th. So when we're recording this one, but obviously it'll probably work for a little while. But one of the things that I love to do, I think for so many of us hairstylists, we're like, gosh, reels take so much work, right? Like, oh, reels are so hard. I have to edit them. I have to find the video. So here's my little hack for reels. So throughout my day, I will record a video, like a short clip video or a time lapse. So I make these videos about like 7 to 10 seconds. So it could be for you in the salon, it could be you mixing color. It could be you just foiling one section. You could literally get a little tripod. I have a tripod that I have in the salon that I just like prop my phone up on. It could be you pulling the foils out. Okay. So just like one 10 second clip throughout your day. It could be you taking a photo of a client, anything like that, whatever you want it to be. Then what I do is I will find a trending audio. So you can just go to the little trending audio section. There's a ton of them in there. Find a little fun trending audio. And then what I'll do is I will add like one piece of text to this video, a hook of some sort. So maybe for instance, you can like one of the questions that comes up in your chair all the time is, how do I get long lasting curls? Okay. So all you're going to do is on this video that you filmed throughout the day, maybe you're curling your client's hair for this example. Okay. So we're curling the client's hair. We show a 10 second clip. In this video, you're just going to literally write on the screen as the text, 3 tips for how to get long lasting curls. And then at the last 2 seconds, you're just going to do like a little text that says read caption. Okay. So that's like, that's it. Then in the caption, you're going to write out those tips. So you're going to say like tip number one, you know, do X, Y, and Z. Tip number two, da, 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 finish with this product, whatever. Okay. And then you're going to have people comment if that was helpful. So you could have them comment their favorite emoji. You could have them comment their favorite Netflix TV show. You could have them comment the word yes. You could have them ask questions, whatever you want to have them do for their call to action. And these types of reels tend to do really well right now. They're super easy to make because they don't take a ton of production. You're not editing a bunch of stuff. You're not adding all this text, but they're super simple and they tend to perform really well. So that's been my reel strategy. And if you're wondering what my current reel strategy is, just go over to my Instagram page, go look at a couple of my reels, and you'll see that I'm probably doing something similar to that. Even if you're watching this or listening to this 2 years later, go check out my page and you'll get to see what I'm doing. So yeah, that's a fun little hack that I've been using lately and it works really well.
That's incredible because I imagine that it keeps people engaged longer because they want to see that video over and over to get those tips. And then they have to go and read something. So it's like you have two different call to actions and leave a comment. Brilliant.
Yeah, I actually have a reel right now that's like basically, it's literally a video of me mixing color. And it was just like a trending audio. And it's like, I think I posted it like 2 days ago. It's like 150,000 views. I have another one that's like about to hit 1 million views. Again, just time-lapse videos. Like they're not edited. They're so simple. It's just text on the screen. You can do it too. It's so easy.
And I feel like we need that win. We need that win where it's not going to consume us or give us anxiety. And I think that that's definitely an easy actionable item. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Of course. Yeah.
Jamie, is there any final thoughts that you would like to leave us with? I definitely am going to put all of the links. So if any of our listeners are interested in the Rise Social Academy, the Social Suite, the Social Stylist, and all about Jamie, I will have all of that in the show notes. So if you don't follow Jamie already, and if you're looking for more education, make sure that you are signing up for these amazing courses and or done for you. But is there any final things that you'd like to leave our listeners with to encourage them?
Oh my gosh. Well, I hope this whole episode has been encouraging, but I just want to say that like, if you are listening to this and you're feeling like I'm not sure what to do next, or I'm not sure where to go. I know that so many of you are probably, you know, either a commission stylist or rental stylist, like wanting to move up to that next level in your business. And sometimes it can feel very overwhelming of like, how the heck do I get started? So there are a few things that I do when I'm kind of in those moments of like, I know I want to grow, but like, do I do? And I think listening to podcast number one is so helpful because it just gives you new ideas. It opens up your mind to maybe things that you haven't thought of before. Watching YouTube videos. I have a YouTube channel. There's a ton of other amazing YouTube education out there. And it doesn't have to be, again, specifically for hairstylists. There's so much amazing free education on the internet. And the cool thing about the YouTube algorithm is it will start to show you more of what you want to watch. So you can get sucked in that loop, but just like, just absorb things. Whether it's when you're walking, going to the gym, doing the dishes, like if you can even just spend like 5 minutes a day, like listening to something new, I think like that always helps kind of inspire me. And just kind of get me out of that rut of feeling like, what do I do next? It just kind of helps. Yeah. Get me out of that. And I think, again, if you're already listening to this episode and you've made it this far, like props to you. One other thing I wanted to mention too, and I know we talked about this too, so you can throw this in the show notes, but if you struggle with writing Instagram captions, I know that that's like a big thing for most of us stylists. Like the last thing you want to do at the end of your day is go home and write an Instagram caption. I actually have a free resource that is 10 free pre-written Instagram captions. So you just copy and paste them. You fill in a couple blanks. I can write your next 10 Instagram posts for you. So you can go to jamiedana.com/free captions. And that is a great place. And then on the back end of that, if you wanted to join the social suite, that is the best way to get into the social suite. So we'll give you a little 72-hour opportunity to join the social suite, but yeah, you can check it out. See if that's helpful for you. And just start posting on Instagram again, especially for those of you who are feeling like, I want to do this. Let's do this Instagram thing. Let's grow this clientele. Let's build this business. Instagram is by far the best way to do that. So yeah.
What a gift. I love that. Before we go, what's next for you? You've done so much from where you started to where you are now. Do you have something big on your radar that you can give a little sneak
peek? Yeah, actually, it's so funny. So this has been in the works for about 2 years now, but we are going to be coming out, and I say we, myself and my team are going to be coming out with an incredible, insanely amazing resource for brand new stylists and cosmetology students. So maybe you're listening to this and you are a cosmetology student or you know a cosmetology student, but definitely have them come over to my YouTube, come over to my Instagram, hit follow, hit subscribe, because we are going to be coming out with a resource to really help bridge the gap between where things are in cosmetology school and where you are as a new stylist, from techniques to business building to foundations, and how to set up your career so that you have a career you absolutely love and not a career that makes you want to quit the industry. So that's what's coming. I won't give too many details, but definitely come on over and check out my world if that's you, because I definitely think that it'll be really helpful for you.
That is incredible. Yeah. Wow. You are doing so many amazing things in our industry. And from the bottom of my heart, I thank you for taking your time to be on the podcast and sharing your story with us. I know our listeners are taking notes. I am.
Oh, I love it. So good.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Jamie. And we thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you so much for having me. And if you're listening to this episode, you've again made it to the end, send me a DM. I would love to connect, and just let me know, hey, I listened to the podcast. So yeah, come on over, send me a DM.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast. If you are loving these episodes, I would appreciate a review on your experience of how this podcast is helping you grow your business so that others just like yourself can learn, grow, and be a part of the podcast. I'd love to get connected with my listeners, so make sure to join me in the free Facebook group, where you'll find a community of like-minded beauty professionals that want to grow their business and careers. I'll share with you my top tips, Q&As, and when new podcasts are released. Thank you again for your love and support. It's an honor to be a part of your business building journey.